Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
We tell you more about coffee farming on today's edition of Calling Farmers. Stay with us to find out how and later or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Are you preparing students for PEP? Then register for the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information's regional weekend PEP camps. Come learn about practical empowering preparation techniques for PEP as the ministry seeks to build the capacity of our teachers. The camps are scheduled to start September 15. Deadline for registration is Friday, September 7. For further information, call or WhatsApp 876-552-8376.
Coffee ranks among Jamaica's top 10 fresh produce exports, with the bulk of it going to major processors in Japan. Other importers include the United States, Belgium, the United Kingdom, Germany, Korea, China, Canada, South Korea, Spain, Australia, Singapore, and Argentina. Two distinct types of coffee are grown in Jamaica: lowland and high mountain coffee. Jamaica's world-famous Blue Mountain coffee is included in the highland type of coffee. The ordinary high mountain coffee is grown at elevations of 457 meters to 1,067 meters above sea level outside of the Blue Mountain region, while lowland coffee is grown at 305 to 457 meters above sea level. Blue Mountain Jamaican coffee is grown at altitudes ranging from 610 meters to 1,470 meters above sea level within the Blue Mountain range. Lowland and high mountain coffee is grown outside of the Blue Mountain range in parishes such as Clarendon, St. Catherine, Manchester, and St. James. Coffee production is a complex exercise.
It's very challenging to run a profitable coffee farm.
You need to understand for each acre what each input must cost, and you should have a plan. That plan may take the form of a budget, and then I know I'm going to understand what my farm is likely to yield, and therefore there must be space between the revenue that I get from the farm and the total cost of running the farm.
General Manager Coffee Traders Limited, Christopher Gentles.
You can't be a good coffee farmer if you don't understand and do this well. It's called replacing dead and weak trees is the number one key to high production.
The work of a coffee farmer also requires patience. A tree can take 2 years from the time it was planted to bear fruit and another 3 years to reach optimal yield.
Execute well, put on your inputs on time, and measure your inputs, manage your labor and your cost in order to deliver a profitable enterprise.
Good plant stand is critical. Timely weed control, good plant nutrition through timely and accurate fertilization, good disease management, good shade management, and pruning.
General Manager Coffee Traders Limited, Christopher Gentles. For further information, call the Coffee Industry Board at 876-758-1259. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. If you can't and eat, get out of the kitchen. Translation: if you cannot bear the heat, get out of the kitchen. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Here are some interesting facts under the Disabilities Act.
Fact: persons with disabilities have a right to education.
A right to proper health care.
Fact: we have a right to housing and to be able to enter premises.
A right to public transportation that we can enter on our own.
And a right to take part in political and public life.
Enough more things in the act. Make a start and play your part. Respect the ability of each person with a disability and learn all the facts on the act.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, learn to recognize when you are approaching breaking point due to stress and take a break. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.